Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Over the weekend, Houthi rebels in Yemen launched two missiles at a U.S. Navy destroyer off the coast near rebel territory. That incident came a day after Saudi airstrikes hit a funeral hall in the Yemeni city of Sana'a, killing more than 100 people and injuring hundreds. Among the dead was the mayor of Sana'a, who supported peace talks with the exiled government. It was the single deadliest attack in Yemen since that civil war began in 2014. Meanwhile, there is already growing opposition in Washington to billions of dollars in U.S. arms sales to Saudi Arabia. The United States now says it's launching an immediate review of its support for Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen. The civil war against the Shiite rebels in Yemen has been raging for more than 18 months and has killed more than 10,000 people. The latest attack makes peace talks less likely, even as Yemen sinks toward a humanitarian crisis. Afra Nasser is an independent Yemeni journalist and blogger focusing on human rights. Afra, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
What reactions are you hearing from family and friends to the latest airstrike in Yemen?
It's a combination of anger, pain, outrage, fury over not only the bloodshed and the crime that was committed, but also in the indifference of the international community in allowing this to happen.
So what are the concerns now in the immediate sense for an escalation on the ground? After the attack that we've mentioned on the funeral, there have been missiles fired into Saudi Arabian territory, missiles fired apparently at a U.S. warship off the coast, and there seems to be a great risk of escalation now.
That's true. And the very alarming indicator of the road of this war, where it's heading to, is really if the Iranians will intervene militarily. And that could have very catastrophic implication to the war in Yemen that will result in another Syria, most probably, if there is not a real stand from the international community, meaning in a specific, if the UK and the US did not push their Saudi ally or they did not rethink their support to the Saudi-led coalition. If that is not happening, I'm sure we're going into a very, very bloody direction in the war.
Afra Nasser, you just mentioned the prospect of another Syria in Yemen. And if that's true, that prospect is utterly terrifying.
Absolutely. And the only way out of that kind of scenario is really for the Yemeni politicians to really prioritize the national interest, because the starting foundation or the trigger of this war is a civil war inside the country, where different Yemeni politicians, starting from the former president Ali Abdullah Saleh to the rebel groups, the Houthis, and the Yemeni president Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi and his government, everyone was having they're trying to enforce their power in the country. And that's what really triggered the civil war inside Yemen. So the only way out is for those politicians really to prioritize the national interest.
And so what do you think is the most important thing from your point of view for the United States to do right now? Of course, the U.S. backs Saudi Arabia in its role in this proxy war. But if the United States leans on its ally to back off and there's still a civil war raging within the country, that doesn't get the leaders in Yemen, as you say, necessarily closer to a settlement that can end the war.
Yeah, like the U.S. role is very, very crucial. And for the next president, I'm sure the priority will be definitely Syria or, you know, the national or domestic affairs. But Yemen will not definitely be in their agenda. So it's very, very crucial to find some kind of solution right now with Obama administration, to find a way where the Washington administration can really pressure their ally, Saudi Arabia, in trying to stop the violence. Because right now, even in this latest incident, the attack on the funeral hall, there are evidence from people on the ground taking pictures of some of the remnants of the weapon used that was very clear that it was made by the U.S. So it's very, very crucial that the U.S. take more concrete stand in the violence in Yemen.
And at the same time, it seems that the Houthis' attempt to fire missiles at a U.S. Navy warship off the coast is an attempt to draw the United States further into conflict. It seems like the aim there is to go in the opposite direction of what you're describing.
Absolutely. And the Houthis will definitely say that this is part of like a self-defense strategy that they're having. But this is only feeding into the continuation of the violence.
Have you seen any indication that the United States shares this sense of urgency that you share to try to de-escalate this conflict, especially before a change in administration in the United States takes place?
Yeah, human rights organization trying to pressure the Congress, the U.S. officials, government officials to really reconsider the support they're giving to Saudi Arabia. The more there is pressure, the more there are question marks raising by some American officials and the kind of support that they're giving to Saudi Arabia. For instance, the latest evidence of this, there were leaked documents from Reuters showing like a correspondence between some human rights organizations and some American officials where they were explaining how by under the international law, the U.S. could be taking part in the war in Yemen by allowing the Saudi Arabia targeting indiscriminately and not differentiating between civilians or a military target. What kind of explanation that the American officials give that the Houthis are not a group that are wearing some kind of uniform clothes where it's very easy to identify them and really to target them among the masses. They are part of the social fabric in Yemen, and it's extremely difficult, if not impossible, really, to differentiate between them and the other civilians. So from this kind of explanation, some of the American officials find it extremely difficult to really minimize the civilian casualties, and that should make the U.S. government really rethinking the kind of role that they are having in the war in Yemen.
Afra Nasser is an independent Yemeni journalist and blogger focusing on human rights who spoke with me from Sweden. Afra Nasser, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.